This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2018 in the very first beginning morning of the first of several days of what, from what I can tell, is probably going to be the biggest libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist conference that I've ever been to. And Mark Edge will be joining me here shortly. He went off to find breakfast, because we haven't done that yet this morning. I'm joined, though, by somebody who I met yesterday, actually, on the plane, actually, at the Mexico City airport. We're in Acapulco, Mexico, by the way, at the beautiful Princess Resort right on the beach in Acapulco. And if you don't already have your tickets, well, I'm sorry, the event is sold out, so you won't be able to make it this year. And I don't know how many people they're expecting. We're going to interview one of the organizers here. I think it's probably like 1,500 people. There are a lot of people in line right now to get their registrations and name badges and things like that. And I'm joined by Tim Pichot. Tim, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me in.
Yeah, man.
This is my first Anarchapulco, so this will definitely be the biggest anarcho voluntarist conference I've ever been to, because it'll be the first. But I'm amazed at how many people are here. Just, yeah. I mean, I was standing in line, and the line's probably at least 200 people deep to get a ticket, right?
I don't know how many hundreds. Yes, for sure.
At least.
And you can hear them behind you. I mean, it's just a constant cacophony of noise from people talking with one another, old friends seeing one another again, and new people meeting new friends. So we met yesterday at Mexico City Airport. You were hanging out with Ernest Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix and Declare Your Independence. And apparently you guys live nearby in Arizona. You guys are friends from there?
Yeah, I'm one of Barry Hess, who was ran for governor several times in Arizona, introduced us a few years back, and I've been on the show. I think I was on the show like over 20 times the past year.
Oh, wow.
Breaking down. I was pretty much his financial guy to break down what's going on in the system and to document the ongoing financial collapse as it occurs.
So the financial collapse. Now let's talk a little bit about that, and then we can talk about you and what your path and journey has been so far to liberty. So what kind of collapse are we talking about here? Are we talking about the collapse of the U.S. dollar?
I think ultimately it leads to the collapse of the U.S. dollar, because right now the Federal Reserve is in a rock and a hard place. That's of their own doing, so I don't feel sorry for them at all. But there's really three things they're trying to save. They're trying to save the stock market, the bond market, and the dollar. The real biggie right now is the bond market, because you've seen, for people to pay attention, the interest rates just the past 2 months have shot up dramatically. So they've gone from about 2.4% to about 2.8%, which might not sound like a lot, but when you have over $100 trillion of unfunded obligations, just imagine what that does to the interest payments. And so the Federal Reserve right now is in this pickle right now where and again, this is something that I was documenting about 13 months ago. I gave a presentation on Ernie's show called The Trump Effect and Why Good News is Bad News. And the premise is, and I'm doing this in little air quotes right now, but we've got so much good news, and again, in air quotes, good news, in terms of inflation being above 2%, the job numbers, we know they're rigged, but, they're supposedly low. So the Fed is losing cover to not raise rates. So during the, 8 years of Obama, it was a constant flow of bad news. So the Fed kept kicking the can down the road. They kept getting excuses to not raise rates. Well, now, Trump the other day tweeted out, I don't understand why there's so much good news, yet the stock market goes down like there's bad news. I'm like, well, you should have listened to the presentation 13 months ago, because the real enchilada is not the stock market, it's the bond market. Because when the rates go up, whether it's the market dictating the rates, which is even worse, or the Federal Reserve raising rates.
Why would the market dictating rates be worse than the Federal Reserve? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because that means that the Federal Reserve's lost control. I mean, they've already
basically
lost control.
Isn't that what we want? I mean, why do we want the Federal Reserve to even exist in the first place? You don't support them.
We don't. That's the entire reason that walked me down this path to begin with. And just a little bit about myself is I was on the class that won. There's actually something called the Federal Reserve Challenge, where they indoctrinate college students.
It's not like eating a bunch of cinnamon or a Tide Pod or something like that. It's a different kind of challenge.
It's not quite like that. They basically indoctrinate a bunch of kids, and then you sit around and pretend like you're Ben Bernanke or Alan Greenspan or Janet Yellen. And My class won the national competition. I didn't know the Federal Reserve was private, and then I found out it was private, and I had a stockbroker's license. I was a certified financial planner, which...
you should have known better is what you're saying.
What I was saying is if I didn't know, how the hell did anybody else know? And so then I've been on a mission ever since then to really expose this. And we're really in unprecedented times right now where people are just whistling past the graveyard of all these major calamities that are about to occur. And we saw this just 2 weeks ago where the volatility index went up. People that were short the VIX, meaning they were betting for more complacency, they lost 90% of their money in one of these funds last week. And I was on Ernie's show on the 25th saying the worst thing you could do is to be short volatility. Maybe short Bitcoin. That might be worse than to be short the VIX.
But you're kind of new to Bitcoin from what you were telling me yesterday.
I've been following it for a while, but the problem is, you know, I was listening to guys like Peter Schiff and... right now half the audience is like boo, or probably 99% of the audience is like boo. But anyways, you know, I've been following the price movement for a while, but you know, I was down in the weeds of it and thinking, okay, you know, the odds of this really taking off. I didn't have the full appreciation for it. Wasn't really until I found Ethereum and how there's decentralized applications that can run on top of that and the programmable money, and I was like, wow, this is really something here.
Yeah, for sure.
And this has the power to overthrow governments, central banks, and then now that the genie's out of the bottle, and we've got 65-year-olds coming up to me unsolicited who would never in a million years I thought would come and ask me about this. Now they're asking me about this unsolicited.
Yeah, we in Keene, New Hampshire, where I live, there's a little shop called Route 101 Local Goods, and we've got a Bitcoin vending machine in there. And it's interesting talking with Chris Reitman, who's one of our co-hosts normally on Free Talk Live. He's staying in Keene and working, but you know, he gets to meet the people who are new to Bitcoin every day, like people who come in, they've heard about Bitcoin, they want to get some, they want to use the Bitcoin vending machine, and there's a surprising number of elderly people of retirement age who are interested in this. You know, they have money, they've earned a lot of money in their time, and they want to put it in something that's not the dollar. So there's a lot of older folks who are getting into cryptocurrency, which is pretty exciting.
It is exciting because a lot of these elderly people want to they want to be conservative, but what do they really want to conserve? They want to conserve their purchasing power. So a lot of think that, oh, I'm being really conservative and keeping all my money in dollars, or keeping all my money in the bank, but really they're just going broke safely. And again, it's not wise for somebody who doesn't know what they're doing to all of a sudden put all their money into Bitcoin. I'm not advocating that.
No, that's a terrible idea.
You know, but to have to pretend that this doesn't exist as an asset class is ridiculous. And that's actually, in order for me to come here today, I had to pay quite a hefty fine to get out of a contract. And my broker-dealer actually said, you're not allowed to talk about Bitcoin. You're not allowed to recommend Bitcoin.
Okay,
you're not allowed to pretend it even exists.
I want to hear more about that. Now, this is like Tim's old career that just ended.
2 days
right?
ago.
Literally before this conference. You were an advisor, an investment advisor.
I'm still a financial planner. Well, technically, until I get approval from the Crown, I'm pretty much unemployed for the next 30 days.
Okay.
But however, I'm still going to be a financial planner, but now I'll have access to crypto as well. But
you were working with some agency or what?
So sort of how it works. So we got a lot of people behind us, as you guys can tell. But sort of how it works, without getting super boring, is I was an independent advisor, but I was clearing through a company.
By the way, hold on. Before you give us the story, the line of what's happening behind us here is there was this line that we mentioned earlier
Energy.
Of hundreds of people waiting to get their registrations taken care of. Nathan Freeman, who we'll have on later, the organizer of the conference, just walked out and basically, I'm pretty sure he just said, hey, everybody, just go on in. You know, screw waiting in the line, because I'm sure that's what all those people were waiting for. Yes, we're being told, keep up the good work. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So, like, everybody who was waiting and probably would have been waiting for another hour at least to get their admission slips or whatever, their name badges and such, they just got to walk in, which is pretty cool. So, anyway, you were saying
what I would expect here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty awesome thing. Actually, we're going to come back. You got time to sit and tell your story, right? All right, cool. Because you were going to wait in that line, too, and then you were getting ready to...
No, I was about to go up to my room, take a shower, go get something to eat, and probably still come back and wait in the line. It was that long.
So, yeah, they're getting started inside, we're going to continue. Tim Pichot is with me from LibertarianAdvisor.com. That's your new website. And we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about your path and how you ended up here and all that here in moments. We are here at Anarchapulco 2018 in Acapulco, Mexico, the beautiful Princess Resort. We're going to continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. And once again, we'd love to have you come out and join us. If you're here, come up, say hello, grab a bumper sticker, etc. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2018, and they are just getting the festivities, the events officials kicking off right now. And they let everybody in that was in a line, as we mentioned earlier. Right now, we can hear from outside of the rooms. I don't know if you can pick that up, where you're listening, but there's a tremendous level of bass. So it sounds like they got a pretty awesome sound system in there. And the seating, have you even been inside yet,
Tim? No, I haven't.
Okay. So I did peek in earlier, but that was before everybody rushed in. There are a lot of seats. I mean, this is a huge room. I was here last year. It wasn't at this location, but it was in Acapulco at a different hotel. I think they're related, the different hotels. But anyway, I would say the room last year might have held like 300-400 people. This room just goes back. I mean, it is tremendous. I think they're expecting 1,500 people or so here at Anarchapulco. Everybody has cleared out. They're in there. So we're actually kind of out here by ourselves at this point. And we're talking with Tim Pichot. He is from LibertarianAdvisor.com. You've got your own podcast. Is that available at Libertarian Advisor?
I do, yeah. So you can find it there. I've got a podcast section. I'm on all sorts of different platforms like iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean. I don't know. Whatever you use, you probably have a way to hear me.
Cool. And so that's over at LibertarianAdvisor.com. We were just getting started in the last segment where you kind of talked about, or were beginning to talk about, how you ended up here, meaning that how you ended up just generally coming to the ideas of liberty and specifically leaving your career, basically, and to where you said you had to pay some gigantic fee in order to leave a contract that you were in. So kind of pick that story back up wherever you left off.
All right, so I've been a financial advisor for about 10 years, but I started my career the day the market collapsed, the day Lehman Brothers went down. So I was, right from day one, trying to really reverse engineer how this whole thing occurred. And that's really what led me to guys. I was trying to figure out, like, okay, how do you fix this problem? And then once I really understood this problem, like, there is no fixing this problem because the money is backed by debt. And then
right.
I was thinking, you know, what politicians are there that are addressing these needs? So I found out about the Federal Reserve, which then led me to Ron Paul. So, I mean, a lot of people found out about Ron Paul,
then
which led them to the Fed.
Okay.
So I sort of did it a little bit backwards.
Yep.
And this is a while ago. And I started my career probably right around the same time Bitcoin was created, a little bit before Bitcoin.
Okay.
And, I liked the idea of it, but I didn't really know. I take ownership of not taking ownership of it. But,
yeah.
But I take full responsibility of not fully looking into all the different aspects of it. And I wasn't listening to LRN or didn't know Ernie.
Right.
I was still in New York, surrounded by all the, you know, crazy.
There's not much freedom in New York.
Not much freedom in New York. So, I mean, I was just doing my part to not fit in with the rest of them. So, so I ended up starting my own firm 2 years ago. But even though it's your own firm, you still have to clear through somebody.
An investment advisor firm?
Yeah. So there's really two components. It's a little bit, you know, probably boring, but I had an investment advisory that I was working with, and I also had a broker-dealer. Well, last month, the broker-dealer banned all advisors from talking about Bitcoin, recommending Bitcoin.
Wow.
Even stocks related to Bitcoin.
Now, how many advisors are under this broker dealer that they were able to put
like
this?
Like 16,000-17,000.
My God, this is
the largest independent broker dealer in America. I mean, you could find out what it is. I mean, pretty much every broker dealer has come out in the past 2 months and has banned. Like Merrill Lynch came out and banned it from all their advisors. They're probably 15,000-16,000.
What is going on there? Like, why is there some sort of plot by the banks to do this? What is your speculation as to why they would do that?
Well, without giving names of who, I mean, someone could, you know, easily stalk me and figure out where it was at. But the two of the letters in the name were P and L, because it was a merger of two companies, and the P and L and the company that was the broker dealer stood for private ledger. So if you want to think about what Bitcoin is at its heart, is
a public ledger
that it is literally going to disrupt. All the financial middlemen are going to be displaced.
So they're scared.
And so they're absolutely scared. They have no idea. And the other reason is there's probably a lot of, you've got to really manage to the lowest common denominator. So you could have some renegade advisors out there, people who have no idea what Bitcoin is, but they heard, you know, it went up, 10,000% or whatever, and So then they're going to just pour money into it. And so they're afraid of people not knowing what it is. And but guess what? I'm allowed to invest in all sorts of crazy stuff. I could have put money into that ETN that lost 90% last week. I didn't. I was on Ernie's show 2 weeks ago before that happened, saying that's the worst thing you could do. So let's just be clear about that. But yeah. I could have done that. I could have done all sorts of crazy stuff. And
you'd still be fine with those people.
Yeah, I could safely put you in the 7 to 10 year U.S. Treasury bond and safely lost you 2% last year. That's fine. But, you know, God forbid I tell, you know, a few people to put a tiny bit into it, that they could afford to lose after doing a ton of planning. So, you know, obviously not all financial planners are designed the same. They're not created equal. Just like if you're in the military, and again, I'm not for war, but you've got the guys who are out there, you know, who's skating by doing 3 push-ups, running 12-minute miles, skating by getting in, and then you've got the elite special forces. And so it's like if you're a CFP, you're like in the elite special forces. Very few people have that. And the reason they don't require it is because most of the banks wouldn't have anybody to hire because it's too rigorous to even get.
So when did this diktat come down from on high? Was this pretty recent?
That was January.
Okay.
And so what I had done is getting back a little bit to the genesis of the story is I was in the pool at Ernie's house. Yeah. He was having a party. A lot of prominent libertarians like Michael Badnarik and some other people were in the pool. And he's like, hey, we've got some, you know, rich crypto guys, and I want to see if there's anything you can do from an estate planning perspective. And I'm like, well, you know what? I know what I would do for someone that was really rich normally, but I just don't know the lawyers or the foundations or the people to actually implement this plan from a crypto standpoint. But let me do some research. Well, randomly, 2 days later, this guy who I'd known said, hey, let me introduce you to my father. I'm like, well, who's your father? He's like, well, he's one of the top foundation guys in the country. So now I'm working with him. They've actually already implemented this before. And so long story short on this, we're finding ways to, if you have crypto, you know, let's say you have a lot of crypto, I can now get it into the economy. You get major, major tax breaks for putting money into these charitable trusts. And then the tax breaks then offset the income you're getting from this. And what, long story short, is we're basically doing the same techniques that guys like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all these scumbags like Mark Zuckerberg do. Because when they say they give away their money, if people really knew what giving away your money, and again, I'm doing little air quotes here, they'd probably be outraged. But you know what? Don't hate the player. Hate the game. it's not my problem. I spent a lot of time figuring out and learning the techniques that basically the ultra elite use to avoid taxation on their own money and be able to preserve their own legacies. So part of my tagline for this is real legacies for virtual currencies.
Virtual currency into legacy or something like
that. Yeah, you know what? It was good. Whatever it is in the business card, it's good.
But you've got it down. All right, cool.
And, it was a long day traveling here yesterday.
Yeah, man. And well, it sure was. I was up at, I was up all night, basically. I stayed up after our show on Wednesday night, went to Boston, and flew out of there at 5 a.m., and I didn't get any sleep except for maybe a couple of hours here and there on a couple of planes. So as soon as I got here last night, I know there was like an opening party or something, I just went straight to bed. I didn't go to the party. We're going to continue here in a few moments. Do you want to stay and continue the discussion?
Yep, and that was actually Real Legacies for Virtual Assets.
There you go. All right. Tim Pichot is with us from LibertarianAdvisor.com, and we are here at the Anarchapulco 2018. It's shaping up to be an amazing event. We're at the very, very beginning of it right now. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at Anarchapulco 2018. The crowd cheering behind us for whatever it is that's going on stage. There are hundreds of people here. I don't know. I mean, I'm not good at estimating crowd size, and I actually haven't gone in. Neither of us, Tim, we haven't gone in yet since they started the festivities inside this humongous room that they have behind us here. And it's just... I think it's shaping up to be probably the biggest libertarian anarchist festival conference thing I've ever been to. I don't know about you. Have you ever been to many of these gatherings?
The only one that was probably similar would be Nexus Earth, which is up in Aspen. And that was a phenomenal conference. Many of the same speakers, but that was a much more intimate feel. Probably about 300-400 people there. But it was the first year. So,
right. You
know, getting people up to Aspen, which is not necessarily an easy place to get to. Not that this is an easy place to get to either.
Sure, but, yeah. There were a few different hops. I met a guy yesterday who was coming from Fargo who had to go to, like, he had to go to Baltimore and then to Chicago and then down to Houston and then to Mexico City. And so he had, like, 5 connecting flights or something like that. It was ridiculous to get down there. So a lot of people are jumping through some hoops to come down here to Anarchapulco. You can go to anarchapulco.com to learn more about that. And it's all brought to you by bitcoin.com, by the way. Plus, Free Talk Live is, of course, brought to you also by bitcoin.com. So Tim Pichot is with us here from libertarianadvisor.com. We were talking about, you know, the idea that the government's financial system is, you know, teetering on the brink of collapse. You having been an advisor, a financial advisor previously and still, but you had an agreement with some sort of agency that had come down with a diktat from on high saying that all 17,000 of our people, none of you advisors, are allowed to advise your clients to purchase Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency. And at that point, you'd learned enough about cryptocurrency to where you said, this is a deal breaker. I can't do this anymore. I can't work with you people anymore. And you quit.
Yeah, so, I mean, part of what happened is Ernie had come to me and already told the story a little bit about, you know, hey, we need to get a program for these rich crypto guys. So then that led me to, like I just mentioned, the Nexus Earth Conference, which I went to probably about 2 weeks after this initial idea had started to form. So at that conference, met a bunch of people, and they were asking me about another financial concept known as a self-directed IRA, where you can do really advanced things like purchase cryptocurrencies in your IRA, or you could put like racehorses or basically anything except for a collectible and life insurance you can technically put in an IRA if you know what you're doing. But I didn't know what I was doing. That's pretty much one of the only things I didn't know how to do
with those specific things.
For in terms of like the financial industry, I didn't know. I just didn't know what. That's just one of the things that I didn't do. It wasn't right in the wheelhouse of what I did. So fast forward about another month, I went to a financial media conference. So nothing to do with Bitcoin or libertarianism. And really, everybody was sort of laughing at me when I was talking to them about Bitcoin, trying to
the other financial advisors.
Yeah, this is before it took off. This is probably weeks before it took off. Probably 2 or 3 weeks before Bitcoin like really
shot
took
up
in
to 10,000.
Yeah, before it was like in the mainstream like ethos of, you know, on CNBC constantly.
And it's flirting with 10,000 again today, by the way, for listeners maybe that haven't been paying close attention to the price. The Bitcoin price started to shoot up yesterday, basically when this conference started to gather some steam. So anyway, go ahead with
it. Yeah, so and actually it was Derek Slopey, who, you know, I'm sure you guys, you know, a lot of you probably know who he is, of
Agris Hosting.
Of Agris Hosting, who first asked me about self-directed IRAs. I'm like, hey, man, I'll be honest with you. I don't know, so let me look into this. So what happened was I ended up going to this other conference and met a guy who he was an investment advisor who owned his own firm who specialized in this. And so long story short is in the next month or so, I'm going to be officially on board with these guys. So if you want to be able to take part of your retirement and put it into Bitcoin, I'll be able to do that. And one of the advantages of that people don't understand is that I know people that have personally, and you probably know people that may have cashed out their retirements to purchase Bitcoin. Mm. Now, what I've letting people try to be aware of is that there might be a better way to do that if that's what you want to do. So if you're going to cash out your 401k, you're going to have to pay taxes. You're going to have to pay. It's automatically withhold. There's no getting around that. You've got to pay 10% penalty. Well, if you're going to pay a 10% penalty, you might as well move your money to a Roth IRA, avoid paying a 10% penalty, and then all your gains are legally tax-free.
All right.
So I'm going to have an investor guide that's coming out in the next month at my website. Because eventually Libertarian Advisor is going to be transitioned to the LibertyAdvisor.com, where you can right now actually register for a free half-an-hour consultation on the estate planning aspect of what we're doing. It's free because I can't charge for the next 30 days.
Okay,
I'm not technically, I'm just giving away information.
Right.
I'm not soliciting anybody for this. So it's just information. So if you got crypto riches, want to figure out how to get it into the economy and create legacies, put it into foundations, and part of this foundation strategy, what we're trying to come up with is we want to have these off-grid redoubts where people, disaster relief farms where, you know, you'd be able to keep it into your family, pass it down through generations, it's all tax-free, and let's say you have a Houston hurricane or the hurricanes that go on in Florida, well, then you'd have these off-grid farms that could then feed people that would be in need at this point. So that's just one aspect. I mean, obviously you don't have to do that. This is one idea that we are trying to cultivate, having off-grid hydroponic farms.
Neat.
And so it's just a really cool aspect of, this program we're setting up is just going to make you way better off doing this than not doing it. And I've actually run some of the numbers, and it could, like, my fee could literally cost you 1,000 times more not talking to me than talking to me, assuming only a 10% growth rate in Bitcoin.
And it may be more than that.
And that's against, the depreciation of the dollar. And, I didn't want to use a super absurd number, but, 10 means a 10 might be absurd to the low side, given what might be coming in the dollar.
So your first impression so far of Anarchapulco, did you guys go to the party last night? I didn't get a chance. I got here and passed out.
After we had dropped you off, the line for us to register was probably just as long as that line. And Ernie and I
you
were...
You mean to get into the hotel?
Yeah, so Ernie and I were at, like, the very end of that line.
Wow.
Maybe, like, five people back from the very, very end. So by the time we got to the room, it was probably close to, like, 11 local time here. Then we still went down a little bit, probably had two beers. And, then went back up to the room, probably around, like, 1:40. And I went for a run this morning and... thought I'd just waltz right in and get a badge and
turns out the line was humongous and people are already starting to queue up yet again as the festivities have begun inside. Tim Pichot from libertarianadvisor.com, good luck with the new career path. I think that's very exciting. I know that you were saying that your family wasn't so sure about it, but hopefully you'll be able to prove them wrong here in the next
they watched the Making Bitcoin documentary. They're like, you know, there's a guy named Charlie Shrem, and Charlie Shrem went to jail.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm
we knew him before he went to jail.
Yeah, I saw the documentary. I know what you're talking about. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Have you met Charlie before?
I have not met Charlie.
I wonder if he's going to show up here. I guess we'll see. Anyway, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me. Thanks,
really
Ian.
Appreciate it. So we're here at Anarchapulco, and I do want to let you know about Blink Home Security. We've got these cameras. You've got them. Mark's got them at his house. He's joining me now. And let me turn up your microphone, too.
I think it's great. I've been traveling for a couple of weeks, and the cameras allow me to pop in, take a look at the house while things are, you know, during the day.
Don't want to creep on Daryl.
Yeah, I don't want to look at Daryl.
House sitting. and they're very affordable cameras. In fact, you can usually get, like, three Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one of those wired cameras. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and that's where you can go and get your Blink cameras. They're super easy to set up because they're wireless, so you don't have to deal with drilling holes and running wires and, you know, all the hassles of hooking up a wired security system. It's get the cameras, unbox them, pop the batteries in, put them where you want them, and then you configure them all via a Wi-Fi-enabled device. So your smartphone, your tablet makes it super easy. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. So we are here at Anarchapulco and 2018. Mark, you having been here from the first one that you went to and skipped the second one?
I emceed the first one, skipped the second one because it conflicted with Liberty Forum, went to the third with you last year, and this is the fourth.
It's huge now.
It is gigantic in comparison to last year. It's got to be three or four times as large.
Right.
And it sold out a month ago. This is a huge venue. I can't imagine that venue being packed with people. This is like when I saw Ron Paul speak at the Liberty Forum. Maybe
a decade ago.
Yeah, a decade ago. The room may be that big or bigger.
We're going to come back here with more from Anarchapulco 2018. A lot more, as a matter of fact. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2018 at the beautiful Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. It's Ian and Mark. Mark joining me here now officially now that you're done with your breakfast.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for bringing me some.
By the way, Anarchapulco is brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com, that's right. We mentioned them in the last segment. They're great, and they are a major sponsor of Anarchapulco. I think the prime, basically, major sponsor, the number one. Anyway, there's a lot going on here, and there are hundreds of people here already expecting, I think, well over 1,000 attendees over this next 5 days. I imagine today being Thursday, tomorrow Friday, you're still going to be seeing a lot of people rolling in throughout the day.
What I'm amazed at here is no shortage of Liberty events that I've been to over time. Often you see the same faces.
Right.
You know, different events and these sorts of things. Far fewer than 5% of the people do I recognize at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of faces here that we don't know, which is great. It means the Liberty Movement is very large. It's growing. There are just a bunch of people coming here. So check out anarchapulco.com. I haven't checked to see where they're doing the live streaming. I'd heard that they are doing live streaming, so we'll have to learn more about that.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of connectivity right here.
We'll see what we can tell you about as far as where you can go to maybe see some of this, because we were told that this would have been a live streamed event. It's just that we've been sitting out here getting everything set up and trying to find some food. And there's a lot of food, by the way. It's a great hotel. It's a beautiful location right on the beach in Acapulco, Mexico. So we've got another interesting character who just showed up at the table. She is from pinkdate.is, Sarah Stevens, the president of Pink Date. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure having you here. You came up to the table a little bit ago, and I said, you know, I'd heard of Pink Date. We've got... we come from New Hampshire, where there's a large cryptocurrency community, and there's different chat groups. And somebody posted in there something about Pink Date, and I'm like, oh, okay, what's this? It is a escort service, but not really. What is exactly is it?
So actually, you're correct. We are a global escorting service. So
okay.
We are in the process of launching our app, which essentially combines Tinder and Uber together. So clients and escorts get together on the app. They can book and pay with crypto. And the screening is all done there. The scheduling is all done there. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop for clients and escorts to meet up.
So now escorts technically aren't prostitutes, right?
So it really depends on your jurisdiction and the language that you're using.
Okay.
Many
of our listeners will be in the United States.
Yeah, so if you say the word prostitute in the U.S., then, of course, that connotates illegal activity.
Outside of a couple of counties in Nevada.
Right.
Correct.
Well, generally, I mean, being a prostitute would be selling a service for money or agreeing to sell some sort of sexual service for money. That's the act of prostitution.
Correct.
And historically, escorts have gotten around that by just, well, we're just selling you a date, right? Like, we're just going to be with you for X amount of hours, and whatever happens, happens. Isn't that kind of how it works in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. You know, we, you know, as an escort myself, when I advertise, I always say that I'm sharing, you know, my time. Mm-hmm. My fee is for my time and companionship, and anything else outside of that is what happens between two consenting adults.
Right, and sometimes things happen, sometimes they don't, I imagine,
Yeah, that's actually quite true. I mean, it's not every date that I have been on where it's, you know, you just expect, you know, somebody's in the missionary position. It's,
yeah.
There's a lot of things. There's a wide variety of stuff that people want to do, you know, from dinner or I've been to Formula One, you know, events, this sort of thing. So it's really not just the act itself.
You know, when I go places, I often have a couple of bags of gear, right? Like I got mm-hmm. things to set up. I got things to do. Do you bring a bag of gear or how does this work?
You got to pay more for that, Mark.
Well, I brought a lot of shoes.
I'm not paying anything. I don't know.
So, you know what? I just bring, you know, stuff to be safe with. Mm-hmm. And I bring something nice, like some nice lingerie, dresses, shoes. But I would pretty much bring this anywhere I go, unless I have a client personally or other escorts who do this work who is requesting certain items. Otherwise, you know, I travel the same way as I would any other trip.
So you've been in the business for a while, I guess.
I've been in for just over 3 years.
What did you do before escorting, and what, you know, got you interested in this?
That's actually a really great story. So I have a background in tech and healthcare and this sort of thing, and I was working a job as a neuroscientist and was actually quite unhappy with the work. I'd read the 4-hour work week and kind of got into the idea of I could really do something else, and so I quit my crappy job, and I said, well, I still need to make some money, and I'd always kind of been interested in the escort scene, so I just went for an agency. And they hired me, and I worked with them for almost a year, and then I went and started working on my own.
Which is pretty easy to do nowadays, I imagine, with the internet.
Super easy, yeah. It's kind of like an agency, depending on the agency, can be an okay way to start. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's really better for escorts to work independently on their own or work in a collective that supports them in a really good way.
My first concern in this would be for safety, right? Like, I would be concerned for your safety. I'd be also concerned in the client's safety. You look pretty safe. But, like, I don't know exactly. Like, what did you think around safety? You had a first time as an escort. What was that like?
Yeah, so with agencies, there doesn't really tend to be a lot, if any, type of screening. And as an independent escort, myself and, you know, many other escorts will go through some sort of a screening process with their clients. So a screening process essentially involves something like you want a name and phone number, sometimes an email. Some people request an ID or a LinkedIn profile or some other valid social media profile. Others will request references or a deposit to show that the person is interested in proceeding with a date and, you know, that they're safe and sane, you know. That
or somewhat.
Or somewhat, yeah, exactly, you know. And, you know, personally, I've been pretty lucky. I've only had one real incident where it was a really bad experience, and you know, had a really unfortunate incident with a client. But otherwise, you know, everything else has been really good for me.
What city were you, what did you start doing this in?
Toronto. I'm based in Toronto. I'm actually Canadian, so.
Ah, now, the law's different up there? I mean, I suspect they are, but do you know how?
Yeah, so we actually put in a bill called Bill C-36 back in December 2014, and and that says that it's legal to sell, but not legal to buy, and not really legal to advertise. And it's what is known as the Swedish or the Nordic model.
Okay.
But there's actually a lot of research.
So the Johns are the criminal act, not
right.
The escorts.
Yeah, which they say, you know, they have it under the guise of, you know, they're trying to protect the escorts. Mm-hmm. They're trying to protect trafficking and minors and things like that. But there's a lot of research that says that that doesn't actually work, because what it actually does is it forces clients to be even more secretive,
right,
and be even less willing to provide any type of screening information.
Because you could be a cop.
You could be a cop, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
do people test you on that in some way? What's the best way to find out if a hooker's a cop?
I have no idea, honestly. Actually, you know, nobody's ever asked me that.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, not in any serious manner. Like, people joke around, but I've never heard anybody say, you know, really accuse me of being law enforcement.
So up in Toronto, doing the escort thing, at some point you came across the idea of Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, blockchain. Tell me how that happened for you.
Yeah, so last fall I got an email from Brad Anderson, who's actually our CTO and co-founder, and he says to me, you know, we've got this product coming out, it's an app, and we're connecting clients and escorts together, and we want your feedback on it. And
why
it
did he email you? Did he just, like, go and hit up every escort online service kind of thing?
I think he'd hit up a number. So I have a Twitter account that's fairly active, as many escorts do, actually.
Hmm.
So he found my, as I said, how did you find me? So I found your Twitter, and you seem like you'd be a good person to
hashtag
talk to.
Hashtag what?
That's at symbol, right?
So my work Twitter for Pink Date is Sarah Stevens Pink, I think. Isn't
okay.
Sarah Stevens? I'm just looking at my colleague over here. I got to double check on that.
Somebody will find it.
Yeah. So, and I have another work one as well, which is not Sarah Stevens. But anyway, so he found my Twitter and asked for my feedback. And I had done also a little bit of work in some startup stuff and tech and,
right,
you know, this kind of thing. So I was able to give some pretty critical feedback, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked what I had to say. And so he asked me to come on board. And so I came on board first as the VP of Business and Product Development and on a part-time role.
Had you had any kind of blockchain experience prior to this?
Not a bit.
You didn't own any Bitcoin or anything?
I mean, I owned some Bitcoin, so I was familiar with...
You did at the time?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
So I was already familiar with crypto because you know, I was using it for advertising services and sometimes getting paid and this sort of thing, and just thought crypto was a really great idea.
Yeah.
And but I didn't know anything about blockchain or ICOs or token sales or anything like that. So so yeah, he asked me to come on board, and it's been a very steep learning curve, but it's been really fun.
And how long ago was it that you became, or that you got on board with Pink Date? Because Pink Date's pretty new, right?
So September, October, November, December, January. It was like 5 months now. Yeah. So
and
I've been
now you're the president.
And I'm the president of the company.
Okay.
So I am the public face of the company. The way the company operates is really interesting because given the nature of the business, we kind of all operate under this kind of anonymous-esque kind of...
Can you hold that thought? We're going to come back and do another... You've got time, right?
Yeah, I got time.
We're going to continue with Sarah Stevens. She's the president of PinkDate.is. We'll talk more about what it is, how it works, and all that. On the way here, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.